הצור תומים פודוי, כי כל דרכיו משפט. כל אמונו ואין עוול, צדיק ויושר הוא. We daven together, we hope together. Oy, how many tefillahs. Ribbono shel olam is elokim emes. And Yiddish Mekabel accepts Da'av Adoratzin Hashem. Oy, Mrs. Chaya Rivka Jessel, Aleo HaSholoim, was Mekabel Yisurin Da'avo. Chazal Sey Ashrei HaGever Asher Tiyasirenu Kol Mitroscho Slamdenu. Happy is the person who Hashem gives him pain, and we learn it from his Torah. Yisurin shememarkin kol gufo shel adam, yisurin purify a person. And if Teres became very purified, Chazal add a condition to it. Omar Rav Huna, Kol Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Boi Medak Oy B'Yisurin. Whoever Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants, who loves, Hashem loves, Hashem gives him punishment in this world, pain in this world. But the condition is that Im Kiblom Ba'ahavo, if you accept it, done with love, I give Eidus, I testify that few times over the Nifteres came to me and said that she doesn't know what Hashem has got in store for once for her, but she feels so close to Hashem's love for her, and she's sure that this is the very best for her. She was really mekabel ba'ahavo, with the greatest hidur of ahavo, she was mekabel the yisurin. Shalosh matonos toivos nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says there, Hashem gave three gifts to Klal Yisrael. V'chulon lo nosanon elo al yedei yisurin, all of them he only gave through suffering. Ve'ilu ein toiro eretz Yisrael noilam habo. Toiro, oy, how much Anifteres loved the Torah. Hani Nashi, the Chazal say, these ladies, how are they zoiche to Olam Habo? So Chazal tell us through Torah, how are they zoiche to Torah? They haven't got the mitzvah of learning Torah. No, their mitzvah is what they wait for their husbands who go to the Beis HaMedrash, and they bring their children to learn Torah. Oy, Anifteres, how she was Moise Nefesh, and had her whole sheif, her whole striving was that her husband should learn Torah. How much she worked and davened, and all her Mesirus Nefesh, that her children should have the very best chinuch. They should grow up in the very, very best possible way for Torah and for Midas Toivois. With so much Mesirus Nefesh, she was worked and tried so hard and was so matzliach, that her children should learn Torah, Bikdusha v'Tahara, with Midas Toivois, Niras Shomayim. Eretz Yisrael, how much the Heilige Nifteres gave away for Eretz Yisrael, how much Yisurin in order to live in Eretz Yisrael, in Oin, in poverty, in with difficulty, but it was never difficult for her because she was zoicha to live in Eretz Yisrael, in a place of Torah. And Oilam Abo is also Niknes by Yisurin through pain. Chazal say Vatischak liyoyim acharoin. There was a story of a Talmid who, in the time of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who went to Chutz Laaretz and he became rich and he came back, and people were, the Talmidim were looking at him as if to say that he was matzliach, he seems to have been successful, look, he's made money. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai took all the Talmidim out to a bikur And he said to them, he took them out to an open place, and he said to them, look here, can you see all this gold? You can take as much of it as you like, it's all gold, take it, it's for you, but you should know that it comes off from your Olam Haba. Aaron Nifteres gave away all of that gold and all of that what could be made in Chutz La'aretz in order to be Zoicha, to learn Torah and to live in Eretz Yisrael. She was Koine Olam Haba b'Yisurin, Yisurin Shel Ahava. Chazal say L'Shem Ha'Oizen, the Yishmaticho V'ato Einai Ro'ascho Ioiv said, after he asked so many questions, he would have suffered so much pain, the pain of why is there so much suffering in this world? So when the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to Eov and said to him, do you know what the Ribbono Shel Olam is? Have you got any idea the greatness of Hashem? So Eov answered back, L'shem ha'ozen shmaticho, up till now I only heard of you. But v'ato einai ro'ascho, now my eyes have seen you. Now I know that you're so close, that you love us so much. Al-kein emas. Therefore, says Eov, al-kein emas, I despise any words of questions which I had before. V'nichamti al-ofo v'ayfer. And I've changed my mind about having any questions about what goes on in this world. Because this world is ofo v'ayfer. This world is temporary. Oh, the Nifteres knew that this world was temporary. Every moment of her life was only to grow in Torah and Yiras Shomayim. She knew that this world was a passing world. But more than that, she was Sholeim im Hashem. She never had questions, she never had tainas, she never had complaints. And that's what we must learn also, to accept the Gzeiras Hashem Be'ahavo, that we should also be Sholeim, we should also accept the Rotzen Hashem. And Ribbono Shel Olam should help that a great zechuyos should be a melitz yosher for a Torah husband who's meiser nefesh for Torah and for kedusha in Klal Yisrael, for dear children who she loved so much and she wanted so much to see them growing up, that they will go on growing up and giving nachas to her neshomo. She should be a melitz yosher to Klal Yisrael, to the whole Moshav and to the Koilel and to all those who know her, and to especially those who were so such mesirus nefesh to her in the last few months, to her and her family. She would be a melitz yosher for Klal Yisrael. She should go to the Kisei HaKovod and beg for the Geula Shleimo. Bilam Oves Lonetzach Umocho Hashem Elokim Dimo Me'al Kol Ponim V'Noyim Ha'Amen.